Thank you for calling customer support. My name is G. How may I help you?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you.
There's a lot of static on the line. I'm calling about a product, Slimming Ultra Condition. Yes. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm calling about a product, Slim Ultra Condition.
All right, I can look it up. May I have your zip code, please?
37309.
All right, so that's 37309?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. And may I have your name? All right, and may I have your name?
I just gave it to you. Renee Boudreau.
I didn't hear you, ma'am.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. All right, and can you verify your shipping address, please?
171 Lakeview Drive, Calhoun, Tennessee.
All right, so I see that you have the aloe vera facial moisturizer and the eye serum.
Well, yeah, you know what? The thing is that, you know, it was a, you win a blah, blah amount of it. But nowhere did I see that I was going to get more on that. You win this and you just pay the shipping and handling. Why is it that you don't, it doesn't show that anywhere in the terms and agreements? That you're going to get slammed with 97 something for each one of them in the end. And it doesn't say that anywhere that you won these if you want to pay for the shipping and handling. What kind of, in a survey, what kind of thing is that? Because I did read everything, because I am not ignorant. And I did not want to get slammed with any kind of thing in the end where it says you need to cancel. It did not say that anywhere because I read it. But then lo and behold, my credit card came up with these things which they did, and said that I'm going to be charged these $91 or whatever it was for each one of them. So my question is, why wasn't that written anywhere when it's put up on a survey thing saying, well, you can have this as a prize for taking this survey and you pay for the shipping and handling, and then bang, a month later, you get stuck with $200 bill almost, and don't have that anywhere in there on a contract.
Well, it looks like you signed up for a trial of 14 days.
It didn't say that, however. No, it didn't say this is a trial of 14 days anywhere. That's not how it was worded. Truly, I'm not saying this just to say it. I'm not saying it to give you a hard time.
No, ma'am, you're not giving me a hard time.
No, I'm not. That's not my intent. I'm saying that when I read everything, it did not say that this is a trial. It did not say that you can cancel. It did not say that it's going to, you know, come back later. It didn't say anything. It didn't say send it back if you don't like it. It didn't say any of those things because it was one of those survey things. Oh, well, you take this survey, and if you can win one of these four items, if you pay the shipping and handling, agree to the terms and agreement, which I read. And in those terms and agreement, it did not say any of those things. So that's why I am calling. Because why wouldn't any of those things be said in the terms and agreement?
Well, ma'am, when you pay shipping and handling, it should have said that you signed up for a trial 14 days.
But it did not. Really, I'm not just saying that to say it, to be hard to get along with, or I'm not a liar. And my card declined that, so thank God I used that card because they knew that I don't, you know, they know what I buy. And it's just a sad state of affairs that people put those things up and then don't put up that it's a trial basis and that it's going to cost you later. I mean, that should be in there somewhere, right? That it's a trial, that you can cancel, something like that.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, it's not written. So I'm saying now, just cancel me out because my card already it declined the money. So cancel me out if you're the person that does that.
All right, I'll get you all canceled out. Hold for one moment.
All right.
All right, have you all canceled out and have your confirmation number ready?
And I hope they don't think I'm paying for those two small amounts that I bought with the shipping and handling that said I wanted.
Once I cancel you out, they shouldn't charge you anymore.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Did you still want your confirmation number?
Nah.
All right.
That's okay. I'm sorry, you had to be the recipient of this call.
It's no problem, ma'am.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You as well. Bye-bye.